Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. From
to meet your need. I'll leave and go by way of Calvary. Praise God. Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Thank you, Greg. My. Praise God.
Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Come on, you got that. Raise it. Lift it. See you.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We bless his name. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praises, is worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory. We magnify your name, O God. Your name is worthy of all praises. Your name is worthy of all glory. Your name is worthy of all honor. Oh, God, we praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this is the day you have made. We bless your name. We praise your name, Almighty God. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Oh, God, what can we say but thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and you will continue to do for us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we trust you. We depend on you. We surrender our lives to you. Let your perfect will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, O God, let your perfect will be done. We thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father, this morning, we come to thy throne of grace, O God, and we ask you, O God, for mercy. Father God, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our nieces and nephews. Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father, we repent of every sin we have committed, in thought, in word, in deed, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we stand in a gap for our spouses. We stand in a gap for our children, our grandchildren. Oh, God, for mercy for ourselves, your mercy is on you every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us, oh, God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us, oh, God. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for your blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blood in the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spirit, souls, and body. We apply the blood of Jesus to everything that concerns our lives. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spirit, souls, and body. We apply the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us. We apply the blood, oh God, to our children. We apply the blood of Jesus to our grandchildren. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood, let the blood, let the blood, let the blood of Jesus protect us. The blood of Jesus redeem us. The blood of Jesus restore us. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, your precious blood, your redeeming blood. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. For the blood of Jesus, we bless you, oh God, for the precious blood. We bless you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the blood of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to the works of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to every possession. We apply the blood of Jesus to everywhere we go today. The blood of Jesus to our cars, our transportation, the buses, whatever transportation we use, oh God, we apply the blood, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We cover our dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. We cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We cover their dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses, our nieces and nephews with the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren with the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing to our bodies. By the stripe of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Oh, heal us, oh God, by your precious blood. Restore us, oh God, by your precious blood. Redeem us, oh God, by your precious blood, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this morning, oh God, we put the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, we put the armor on ourselves, on our spouses, on our children, grandchildren, those that are connected to us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, that we thank you, oh, God, for the armor, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels this morning, oh, God, to be with us, to guide us and protect us, to do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, send your holy angels to be with us. Send guide us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy angels that are assigned to this ministry. Holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals and our families, oh God. Let them do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus, oh God. This morning we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing flow. Let the anointing flow. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let the anointing flow, O God. Pour, give us that fresh wine, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the new skin. We thank you for the fresh wine, O God. We receive the fresh wine from heaven, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Fresh wine, oh God, new skin bright, oh God, and fresh wine this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the mind of Christ be in us. Let us walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. We need you, Lord. When we try to make it on our own, we fail, oh God. We come naked to you, oh God, with all our faults. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, our righteousness is as filthy as rags. So we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, and we ask for mercy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the cleansing of the blood of Jesus, washing away our sins. We thank you for this day. It's a new day, oh God. We thank you. You said, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? So, Lord, we bless you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, O God. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the network, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we ask you, O God, to clear the communications line, O God. In the name of Jesus, the telephone line. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood. We release the blood of Jesus, oh God. Every line that is connected to our in prayer line, let the lines be released by the power that is in the blood of Jesus, the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus. Release the blood. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood to open the lines in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The airways, the cyberspace, the networks. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Move in our midst. Move in our midst, Holy Spirit. Move in our midst. Take preeminence on this in this prayer group this morning. On the prayer line, oh God. Holy Spirit, move. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, move. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God fall down. Let the glory of God fall down. In the name of Jesus. Father, we cannot make it without you. We know that we need you every day, every minute, every hour. We surrender once again to you. Let your perfect will be done, O God. We decree and declare, prophesy all that you have ordained for us this day. Let it be done, O God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every evil, satanic plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plan and purpose in the mighty name of Jesus for our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Open our hearts, oh God. Let our open our thoughts, our minds, O God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. Glorify yourself, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, O God. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your name. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I must apologize. I do not know what's happening to the line this morning. Hallelujah. So I apologize. I really don't know. I came on and I couldn't get on the prayer line. So I don't know, I would keep checking later on today, but just bear with me for a minute. I think I can connect one other person. And if you're on the line and you can connect someone to join us, please connect, okay, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to try to connect Pastor Young. So just bear with me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can hear me, Pastor Young?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. As we bring this word forth, O God, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. O God, we are hide behind the cross, O God. All of you, O God, and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. We magnify your name, O God. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. And we adore you. So what we're going to look at, the Elijah, and I'm just going to look at it, and for the name of Elijah, we're looking at 1 Kings 17. And we're going to look at Zarephath. Yesterday is a refining place. I think it was yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to look at Elijah. We know that Elijah was a great prophet of God. He was one of the mighty, you know, the chariots are. A fire came and took Elijah up. If you're familiar with Elijah, who called fire down, who said that there would be a drought, there would be no rain, because the children of Israel were following Jezebel's God. So we know. So we're looking at Elijah, and you know, and what and the name of Elijah means. Yahweh is my God. Hallelujah. So those days, your name meant something. Elijah could do so much. That's why when he said that there will be drought in the land, if you look at 1 Kings 16, when he said, that there will be drought in the land. There was drought in the land. God, he heeded to the voice of Elijah. Hallelujah. Said, God is my God. Hallelujah. Now, when we look at Elijah, God hears the voice of his children, the righteous cry. So we thank God for Jesus. because this opportunity is given to every one of us. Amen. In the name of Jesus, my sheep hear my voice and follow after my voice. Now, God can speak to everyone if we get in tune. You know, when you put the radio on, and you don't put it on the right frequency, you put a radio on the frequency, then you start hearing noise until you get to the right frequency. Amen? And you got to, if you notice, put your radio on, you will see that if you're not at that right, if it's in 96.3 and you just 96.29, you will hear that little noise. On the radio, and you will not see, when you hear that noise, you cannot really hear what the other, you know, what the radio is saying. You know, you can't hear, okay? And let's look at it as an example. The radio is that frequency is the frequency to get to God. Sometimes we call on the telephone, and we say, I can't hear you. Mm-hmm. And we say, okay, let me hang up and call you again. Even when it's morning, day, telephone, it happens too. We can't hear the person. Or sometimes we hear static in the line. And we can't hear the person, so we hang up and we call again. Look at the example of the prayer line. We can't get in to the prayer line, to that number this morning. We've been trying to get in, and we can't get into the number. Over the number, we know it's the enemy. But praise God, we have alternative because we can get to God 24/7. Nobody can stop us. We don't even have to have a number. We can get on our knees and call God anytime. He will answer. Whether He will answer us, the righteous cry and the Lord hear us. Okay, so we know, so we got to be on the right frequency of God. Elijah said, Yahweh is my God. Elijah called out fire king. Elijah threatened Jezebel. Elijah, who didn't die? Elijah never saw death. Can you imagine God sending his transportation system to pick up Elijah? Sometimes we gotta really feel the Bible, you know? Just imagine when you look a transportation system coming to pick you up and carry you to God. Because you're in that much communication with God, you know, you're walking with Him. Hallelujah. Look at Enoch walked with God and until he was not. Hallelujah. Moses made a mistake. God himself buried Moses. Why did God bury Moses and nobody up to this day? Up to this day, nowhere Moses is buried. Nobody this up to this day. Nowhere Moses. So people would say, but why? Nobody know where Moses is buried. Because you remember, if you look at Exodus, Moses spent a lot of time in the presence of the Lord. You remember he went up. When he came down, people couldn't even look at him because he had that encounter. He would go up 40 days and spend with God. Moses was soaked. His bones were soaked in the anointing, because he spent so much time with God. Moses was in the presence of the Lord. That's how much time Moses spent. So why did they bury Moses' bone? Because God did not want them to use that bone for witchcraft purposes. You know the enemy. So God did it himself. Because Moses, and then you would say, but Apostle, no, yes, you remember Elijah. Elijah was not this, the other Elijah was placed in a tomb. Mm-hmm. And then when they were carrying a body, and then Raiders came, and they put this body next to Elisha, S-H-E. What happened to the body? The person woke up. Right? The person woke up because of the anointing that was on. You know, Elisha had a double portion of Elijah anointing.
Yes.
So you can you imagine the boons. Hallelujah. You remember they say, it's like fire shut up in my boons. Your boons, our boons, when we die, the flesh go by the bone, we carry all our DNA. Because what's in the bone is the blood cells and all those things. So they can be able to tell everything through our bones. Amen? Yeah. And so we see what I'm saying to you, the relationship that these men of God had. Hallelujah. It's accessible to us. Look at John. John was placed in a burning pot. Apostle John. Hallelujah. Remember, let's look at Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, his happy handkerchiefs. What? Would just heal the people. Right? Yes, handkerchiefs. Just the material, his clothes. Because of the anointing, you see? And you remember when we sweat? You see how when we sweat all the wetness, when we're really sweating? That wetness. So just imagine those people preaching and that sweat is spilled, the anointing. Amen? That sweat is spilled, the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Tell you when you wear your clothes, it's anointed. Somebody can just take your clothes off and place it on them, and they get healed, and they get delivered. How about Peter? Peter's shadow. That's a shadow healed. All I'm saying to you is that relationship. And you know all these people. We are calling all the prophets, and I haven't gotten to Jesus because what did Jesus say? Greater things you shall do in my name. Look at Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration. Who came to talk to him? It was Elijah and Moses. You know, to see it. And then when they saw his face, they liked the radiance of God's glory. It is for every one of us because Jesus paid the price. He made atonement so that now we can come boldly to the throne of God. Hallelujah. We can come boldly, but we got to be on the right frequency. Talk about being naked. The reason I always say naked before God, our righteousness is as filthy as rags. God is not looking for you. Look at David's relationship with God. God wants us to be honest with ourselves. Lord, I'm a rogue. Lord, I'm a liar. You know, help me in that bad habit. I lie too much. Help me. Lord, I steal too much. Help me. Lord, I do this. He just wants us to come before him openly, honestly, and when we humble ourselves before him, say, Lord, this negative behavior I have, I don't like it. I don't like this behavior I have. You know, that's all he asked. People think it should be big stuff. He's not telling you to put it on BBC News and call all your friends and stuff. No, it's you and God's personal relationship. It's your personal time. Well, God, you think those men didn't have flaws? They did have flaws. You understand? But then, openly, God wants us to, he said, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Okay? That's why we come to the throne of grace. But when we come in, we do a blanket or thing because we do a corporate prayer line. That's because God knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in my heart. He knows what I have problem with. He knows what you have problem with. And he will forgive us when we come to him privately in your closet. You tell God, look, this thing bothering me. I don't like to be this way. Sometimes we snap at people and we don't like it. And we say, why am I this way? I don't like this behavior I have. You know, because if God will start working on us, you know, it will not go, I'm not telling you it will go overnight because it took a long time to develop those habits and it will not go overnight. It will go gradually. It will go gradually. And before you know, the way you used to act when people talk to you, you're not even talking to them, that you're not answering them back, you're just ignoring them. You say, it cannot be me. I can't believe I didn't answer that person. I can't believe because God really changing me. You know, that's how you know you change, because the things that you used to do before when people talk to you, talk like you fuss with them and everything. We say, but what could we? And there's something your children will notice. They say, for mommy, my daddy, you get in trouble. I never see my mom like that. How she so calm? You know who's observing you? The people around you, your children, the people you work with, all those people. Then they see that transformation coming. Things that used to bother you don't even bother you anymore. Maybe you had the spirit of fear, and now when people come and say things that you're not anxious, you're not fearful, you say, man, I trust God, he will do it. I'm not coming to worry about nothing. God will take care of it. I leave it to God. So, you know, that's the transformation because we come into God honestly. And this is something you will work on all through your life. Don't let anybody tell you you will ever arrive. You can work and you keep going from glory to glory. Amen. But then you have that relationship. God can say, that's my daughter. How do we get intimate with our parents and close to our parents? We just go, even though that your parent, you respect them, but then you and your mom or your father, you can sit down and talk anything, you can tell them. Anything. And when something happened, you miss them because you could say anything. There was a line of respect. You know, you respect them. Open your heart to your parents. And what do your parents do when you open your heart? They have that compassion. And they want to help you, you know, intermittent with you and want to help you. So what God wants us to be close to him, to be on the right frequency with him. Yes, the transformation might be a lifetime, but you're getting closest to God. Each day you get better and better and better. Hallelujah. So this morning, as we went through things, I just get the name. Yahweh is my God. For me, I would say Yahweh is my God. For you, Yahweh is my God. He's your God. There's nothing too hard for him to do. He's your God. He can say like Job. You know, Yahweh was Job's God. Job went through everything. And look how God bless him. God, because God knows what he placed in you and what he placed in me. Sometimes we think we can't make it, but we got more strength because our strength on that right frequency. That when we speak a word, because we're walking with God, we speak the word according to his will. When we say, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Healing takes place. The anointing takes place. If we lay hands on our own selves, you know, because you have that Holy Spirit and you have the power of God working in you to be activated to get to the right frequency, it just means coming closest to God by being honest and open and surrendering everything to him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this morning. Lord, thank you for the word you brought to every one of us, including myself. I never know what you will say in the morning. Even when I prepare, you always shift me somewhere else. But Lord, you know what we need, the steady need. You're telling us that we have access to you. We can get on the right frequency, but we must worship you in spirit and in truth. We must come to you honestly and openly and surrender to you. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that once we get connected to the right frequencies, 24-7, we can call upon you, we'll answer, you do it even now. Again, we will work in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We will walk with you like Elijah in the name of Jesus. What we say, we will be able to prophesy, it will come to pass. As you say for us, according to your will, we have that boldness and confidence in you, courageous, and trust in you. We thank you for this word. We want to be more like you, Jesus. We surrender totally to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I will check again the prayer line, and I will let you all know what the alternative before 9 a.m. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, Apostle. Thank you.
Thank you very much.